skulls with this and rinse the dishes.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
This towel, we used to call them dish rags.
Okay. And you bathe your face with the cloth or rag you use?
Mm-hmm. Wash cloth.
Is that what you used to call it?
Wash rags.
Uh-huh. And you dry yourself off with them?
With a towel, we used to dry ourselves with a rag. We didn't have a towel.
Mm-hmm.
We had rags.
What did flour used to come in?
Sacks.
What about something bigger than that?
Bales.
Mm-hmm. And what runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hoops.
And something smaller than a barrel?
A bucket, you mean?
Or that nails?
Yeah, half a barrel.
That nails used to come in.
Oh, and they come kegs.
Uh-huh. And do people around here grow sugar cane any?
Out in the country they did, uh-huh. Sugar cane, made molasses, and sorghum cane too.
Uh-huh. They're two different things,
uh-huh.
Sorghum?
Sorghum is different from our sugar cane. The sugar cane is sweeter and the best. Sorghum is more sour. Sorghum is cheap, like a cheap molasses it is.
Uh-huh.
Cheaper than the sugar cane is.
Is there another name for syrup or for molasses?
Molasses.
Is that the same thing as syrup?
Syrup. Molasses is syrup. Sugar cane syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Sorghum syrup, they call it.
Did you ever hear that called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Sweetening.
Uh-huh.
I heard sweetening. I don't know whether I heard long and short sweetening.
Mm-hmm.
I heard sweetening.
Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses?
Mm-mm.
Or a stand of lard? Or a big can of lard?
Oh, yeah. Can of lard.
Uh-huh. And
yes, you used to have molasses by gallons today.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And kegs.
Molasses used to
come in a keg, another lard did too, in kegs. They used to dip it out and we used to get it in a big tray.
Uh-huh.
A wooden tray.
Lard?
Mm-hmm. Come in a big tray. It being a barrel or either keg, I don't know what car. I never did go to the store. I don't think then to get it. But I know my dad used to bring it home. And the lard would be in a big tray about like this. And the butter would be in a tray about like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, butter was in a bucket then to get it.
Mm-hmm. Do people use molasses then like they do sugar now?
I don't think they do. They might. I don't. They leave use it now for pancakes mostly.
Uh-huh.
But they used to in those days when I was coming along. They had molasses every day for your breakfast or morning. That's what all you had was molasses, and piece of fried meat and bread.
Just mix it all together.
No, you eat it like you want it. Some of them, I never could eat it much. So we eat it with cornbread, but I just couldn't eat molasses with cornbread. I like biscuits and flour bread with it.
Yeah. Say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into a container that small had a narrow mouth, you'd pour
a funnel.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We used to have to fill up the jugs with the molasses.
Uh-huh.
When they used to make the sugar cane, and they used to cook the syrup,